like sweet 16 outing, you know, for the young teenagers or what have you, huh? I don't know if it's still in existence. But anyway, my sisters and I, we were they call them debutantes, you know.
Yeah.
You walk down your white gown, you know, and all this blase, this say that. And his dad at the other end, no, you wanna keep what's a sock? No. So here we are in turmoil, you know. You want to appreciate the finer things of life, you know, different cultures, you know. Mm-hmm. And then here, Daddy, like on Saturdays and Sundays, we couldn't listen to no rock and roll, no nothing but symphonic, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, no 1812, and all this kind of crap, you know. So you have six in one hand and half a dozen in the other,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And here I am with, I have two girls. My oldest is 13, and my baby is 11. And sometimes I catch myself wanting the same thing for my kids that my mother wanted for
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But as I was coming up, I was kind of bucking her.
Sure, I mean, it's I don't know, it seems to happen to every family.
You
don't want it to go with, you know.
Because of the peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, my sisters and I, we were always alone, not by choice, because kids put us in that particular category. And then when you have this peer pressure, well, you think you're this because your dad is a school teacher. And my dad was teaching right there. I couldn't even breathe at the wrong end if I wanted to.
Oh, he taught the same school that you went
to? At Blake.
Oh, God.
I couldn't even look hard at it if I wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Only thing is, tell me, Mr. Girl. All of one day, I was in class, cheering up. I never forget Aretna. I love this teacher to the nth degree, Mrs. Blanche Dennis. She said, Sylvia. I said, yes, ma'am. Are you chewing chewing gum in my class? I said, yes, ma'am. Would you please get up from your desk and go to the garbage can and take that chewing gum out of your mouth right now? I said, yes, ma'am. I was walking towards the garbage can, the chewing gum fell out of my mouth. I said, you're a black bitch. She said, what did you say, Sylvia? I said, no, Miss Dennis. She said, wait till I see your father this afternoon. Man, my heart commenced to be palpitating. I had to shake so bad, I didn't know if I was coming or going.
Yeah,
and come to find out, she hadn't mentioned nothing to the teacher. And every time I see, I always say, Mom and Dennis, you remember when I called you a black bitch? She said, yeah, little Sylvia, I remember when you called me that. But I love her. But see, she made me realize one thing. Like a lot of times I tell my daughters, and like the little friends that comes over, because my house is constantly full of kids.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Sylvia, let me tell you something. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, when a teacher gets on your case, it's because they're interested in you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, whenever I stop saying anything to you, it's because I don't care what you do one way or the other, and I don't care what happens to you. So now you just be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that always stuck with me.
My parents are something like that, but they almost never got in my case. The thing with my parents was, if they knew that I had at least common sense enough to stay out of trouble, they knew I would.
No, of course! Mm-hmm. Of course! Because, listen, now, when you were coming up, when I was coming up, if you thought you want to mumble something or talk back to your parents, your best bet was to stick your head between the mattress and then mumble and make sure the pillow's right up directly up under your mouth so they want to hear you mumbling while your head is stuck between the mattresses. Because if they did, you'd be picking up your teeth off the floor with a broke arm. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But kids nowadays, they're subject to pull a gun up to mom and say, yeah, I tell me that. And blow the mama's brains out.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But it's the way you raise that child. It's the way you raise them. You see? To men, I'm a firm believer in love. I'm a firm believer in giving that child love. Or whatever's in my house.